This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
You wanna hot body? You want a Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work. You want a Lamborghini? Sip martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work. You want to live fancy, live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work. You better work. You better work. You better work. Now get to work.
Singles, it's Erin, a dating advice girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. That's right, California. So here we are, and you know, there's just been a lot of talk lately, obviously, about women and women's rights and all these things. And you know, I am a woman, so I'd like to say I'm, believe it or not, me as a dating coach who runs her own business and likes to empower people, yes, I'm a fan of female women's rights, of course. big shocker. When thinking about women's rights and just women overall and that kind of stuff, and thinking about, you know, women who are trying to change the world and stuff, and then thinking about women who are like, you know, boss ladies making things happen, I'm like, you know, it probably isn't that easy sometimes for women who are doing all these big things in the dating world. Now, of course, I mean, it didn't take much thinking really to think about this, since I am a woman whose mission is to make a difference on some level. And, you know, I am involved in different, you know, organizations and nonprofits and various other things, and just, you know, doing what I do, I try to empower people. I hope that I am empowering people. Doing what I do professionally, I have definitely dated people who've expressed, I guess, concern. I'm trying to be so diplomatic right now. I don't know why. Like, no, none of them are here right now. It's hilarious. But, you know, I've tried to be so diplomatic about, or I've tried to be so, you know, excited about what I do, but some people that I've dated have been a little put off by it. Now, obviously, the first thing, you know, you might be thinking is, well, Erin, dating advice girl, like, you should know that's not the right person for you if they're intimidated by you or those kind of things. But, you know, again, I think it's really important to look at oneself and, you know, look at oneself and say, is there something I am doing wrong? I hate that word, or is there something I could do differently to get a different result? Or, you know, am I being too boastful about what I do, and is that off-putting? You know, does that make someone feel, you know, weird if I'm talking a bunch about my accomplishments and stuff, you know, and I'm not just able to just be, you know, a girl on a date. So that inspired this episode of the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. So this is I think this will be a helpful episode, possibly for the male identifying people out there listening too. You know, I think that sometimes, you know, when we do start to accomplish things, and obviously we're very proud of those things, as we all should be, especially the women out there, I think sometimes we can get to a place where maybe that's all we talk about. And we aren't able to turn that off sometimes, you know, because, you know, really, you don't want a date to turn into a business meeting, because that happens. And I'm saying this with love, because I've definitely been guilty of this. OK, so I'm it's kind of weird. I haven't done this show before or done a show like this before, because this is a reoccurring theme in my life. I'm trying to think of other personal examples I can give. You know, I've definitely dated people who were like, oh my God, I think what you're doing is amazing and I'm so proud of you and all these things, but I just think you're too busy for me, or too busy to be dating, or I need more attention, and you do have a very full life, and I don't want to stop you from enjoying that full life and your career and stuff, and I feel like I'd be stopping you if we continue to date. Now, let's be honest, some of these things might have been reasons for people, good excuses for people to break up, because they just wanted to break up with me or stop the relationship or whatever. But I mean, you know, I am a pretty literal person, and I like to believe that people are telling me the truth. But so, you know, I think there's some truth to those statements. So this episode is for those of you out there who are boss ladies, or let's say just bosses in your life. You take care of things. You work hard. You're hustling to make this world a better place. You're hustling to support yourselves and possibly even your family. You know, it can be hard when you're doing all these things in your day-to-day life. And then, like I said earlier, it's hard to sometimes shut that off, or hard to know what role you want to play in terms of dating, or how to show up for other people so that they're not intimidated. Not that you should minimize what you do necessarily, but I think it's good, again, to be self-aware. So here are some tips. I think I have six tips here. Six tips for dating being a boss lady. Okay, here we go. So number one, know what kind of dating relationship life you want and what role you want to play in it. Okay, I think that's really key, because here's the thing, okay, and this is why this is number one. It's very important for the foundation of what all the tips that are coming that I'm about to give. You know, if you're cool, like, this is the thing, a lot of people want to play a specific role in a relationship. Some people want to play a more dominant role. Some people want to play a more submissive role. You know, doing this for almost 10 years, I have come across a lot of women specifically who have complained about there not being, you know, a guy who's going to take, you know, the more alpha role and, you know, like, make plans and do all these things and, you know, be like more traditional gender roles in a relationship, speaking specifically about heterosexual roles at the moment. But so, you know, it's funny that if a client were to complain to me about that specific thing, but then in their normal dating life or their everyday life, they're walking through life as the dominant person, as the alpha person, and then they're confused as to why they're not meeting a partner who is that dominant alpha person, that could be why. Because they are the dominant person themselves, right? So what I would do as a coach is just offer a suggestion that, oh, well, you know, you're looking for somebody to fulfill that role, but the way that you're showing up to potential partners is that you're already in that role. That's super important to acknowledge. And again, this episode in general, because I know I can hear it in my head right now, like, some people might be like, you know, Dating Advice Girl, like, why are you saying that, you know, people, and especially women, shouldn't be proud of their accomplishments, or, you know, should minimize these things? I'm not saying that unless you're getting a result that isn't equating to what you actually want, okay? So again, some women are totally fine being a boss in all areas of their life, including relationships. You know, I've been in that role too, where I've been like, you know what, I actually like being more of the dominant partner, and I'm really okay with that, okay? Now, that's shifted for me throughout, you know, depending on who I'm dating and what relationships I've been in and out of. But, you know, again, if I hear somebody complaining to me about not being able to meet this thing, and then I say, hey, listen, maybe you're not meeting this thing because you are that thing. You are the thing you're looking for. then it's like, okay, so it's good to acknowledge that, oh, well, maybe that's why I'm not meeting this kind of person, because I already am that kind of person. So that kind of person might see me as more of a combative, like a challenge, like, and not in a good way, you know? That person doesn't see a place where they could be the dominant partner, okay, with you, even though that's what you want, if that's what you want. I hope this is making sense. So really, number one, the first tip, again, know what kind of dating relationship life you want and what role you want to play in it. So for you, for some of you out there, you might be saying, you know, I really don't want, I'm not looking for somebody who's dominant. I'm not looking for a dominant partner. You know, I'm looking for something more equal. Okay, great. So if you're looking for a more of an equal partnership, then when you're on dates, are you being an equal contributor to the date? Or are you overtaking the date by trying to convince your potential partner that you're a boss and you make things happen and you've done this and you've accomplished this and you make this happen and this and this and this? Like, that's, you know, if that, some, and again, I say this with love because I've been guilty of this. If we're too boastful, that's actually number two. But if we're too boastful about what we're doing in a braggy way, then that doesn't give someone else the opportunity necessarily to brag about themselves or give an equal sharing of the time to share accomplishments and those kind of things. So again, not saying minimize yourself necessarily. What I'm saying is, though, if you are not getting the result you want, it's important to look at your behavior to see what you're putting out there. You know, what are you contributing to what you're getting back in terms of dating? You know, if you've had a string of partners say to you, oh, gosh, you know, like, I just feel like, you know, you've got it all handled and you don't really need me. But ultimately, you want someone who can do things for you, wants to do things for you. Are you giving them space to do things for you? Are you? Are you giving space? And that's a really honest question you have to ask yourself. And yeah, it sucks because none of us, in honesty, of course, none of us want to look at ourselves and be like, oh, this was my fault, or oh, I had a hand in this. But, you know, if we're involved in something, we have some sort of responsibility in that scenario. So it's really important to look. So let's move on. I digress. It's such a long, I have so many thoughts about this topic, so I'm a little bit long-winded on this show. My apologies. I hope it's not bad long-winded. I hope it's good long-winded for all of you listening. So number one, know what kind of dating relationship life you want and what role you want to play in it. Number two, I kind of started to talk about that. Do you know what you're putting out there? You know, how are you being seen in the world and to potential partners? You know, what does that look like? You know, are you too, like I said before, are you too braggy? You know, there's a difference between being confident and very braggy about the things that you're doing, you know, and dominating a conversation about, I've done this and I've done this. Because honestly, let's be honest, like, take dating and relationship and romance out of it, okay? If I'm with a colleague, or if I was at a business meeting with somebody and we're talking to each other to get to know each other and figure out if we're going to do business together, if that other person is only talking about themselves and their business and their accomplishments and they don't ask me anything about myself or my business, like, I'm going to feel weird. And I'm going to feel like, wow, this person definitely just wants to, like, just throw all their stuff on me and show me how awesome they are, but they haven't even asked, you know, about me and how I could even help them, or, you know, like, what I've accomplished to even see, like, they don't have as much of an interest in getting to know me and my business. That's basically what we're saying. You know, we're saying that, you know, just generally, but especially if you are looking to have a certain type of role in a relationship, it's really important that at the beginning stages of dating, that you're still setting it up, even early on, first, second, third, fourth dates, that you're contributing and playing that role that you might want to play in a relationship. So either equal or submissive or more dominant, you know, or more traditional, whatever your role is, be aware of what you're putting out there when you're going on these dates. Because I think a lot of times we aren't aware of our own behavior. So how do you do that? Okay. So number two is, do you know what you're putting out there? How do you know what you're putting out there? Well, you can always ask, you know, friends, family. I mean, you know, it's sometimes scary because I know some of you out there are definitely not a fan of being friends with exes. But sometimes if you talk to an ex and you guys aren't like hating each other, right? You're on decent terms or good terms. An ex will be very honest with you about, you know, what worked, what didn't work, how they perceived you, what energy you put out there, you know, what they felt when they were out with you. You know, did they feel like they were, you know, like it was like the you show when you were out with them? I had an ex tell me that once. They said, an ex, said to me that he felt that he was an kind of said something to the effect of that he felt like he was an actor in the play of my life, which is very interesting. I can't argue. That's how he felt. And I'm not saying that I maybe didn't make him feel like that in some way at that time in my life. I don't know, you know. But again, that was very honest. So I have some feedback, and that feedback helped me to check my behavior. So if I was complaining at some point in my life about, I'm only meeting this kind of guy and that sucks, then I could be like, oh, well, maybe I should look at what past people who know me pretty well have thought about the way I was, the way I appeared to them when they were in my life, okay? So yeah, ask friends, family, exes to tell you what they notice about your demeanor and personality. That is excellent feedback, okay? To get to know like what you're putting out there and how you're seen in the world by other people, okay? Number three, the third tip for boss ladies and just say boss individuals who are in the dating game. Okay, number three, be you, but know when to tone down the alpha. Okay, and I kind of said this in number one. Okay, it's important to be you. And again, I really want to emphasize, I'm not encouraging anybody to, you know, lessen themselves or make themselves smaller, or like, you know, don't be proud of accomplishments. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is that there's a point, like in my business analogy before, there's a point where it's like, okay, you know what? I get it. Like, I get that this person is awesome and accomplished. And let me just say, I don't even necessarily think it's gender specific sometimes. I've been on dates with guys where it was like, just they were just all talking about their business and this and this and this and this, trying to impress me, I'm sure, which is nice and kind of sweet, actually. But at some point, it just becomes like, oh gosh, this person just seems like an egomaniac, okay? So know when to tone down some of that behavior. Sometimes know when to tone down the dominant behavior or the need to convince somebody that you're amazing, okay? Because your amazingness is going to shine through no matter what, right? Your amazingness is going to shine through, and you give them a few of your accomplishments or what you do for work or what you do to take care of your family or all these things, and that person's going to get it. That person's going to see, oh, well, this person's obviously amazing, you know? You driving at home with giving them a verbal resume of everything you've done isn't going to necessarily be a way to win in terms of dating. Now, as someone gets to know you, of course, over the course of several dates or several months of dating, they're going to get to know all these things anyway, because those things are going to come up in conversation. You know, the things you did at school or the colleges you went to or the many nonprofits you volunteered with, or the things you did to solve, you know, a major medical issue in a struggling country, or whatever you've done that's amazing, that's going to come out over time. So what I'm saying is on the first date, first couple dates, don't overwhelm somebody with all of that, because it is overwhelming. And honestly, it can be intimidating. Even for someone else, even if you're on a date with someone who's equally accomplished, it can be super intimidating for somebody to, you know, be like, wow, this person obviously has a really high standard, you know, and that person should want to meet your standard in terms of being an awesome human being, but it can be a little intimidating for any gender, regardless of gender. Like, it's like, whoa, date number one, this is a lot of things, okay? Okay, let's see. So that was you. Be you, but know when to tone down the alpha, or like I said, the verbal resume of it all. Know when to tone that down a little bit. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I have three more tips for you amazing boss ladies, and I should just say boss people, for all you bosses out there who are handling business and being amazing, doing what you're doing. I have three more tips for you to help navigate the dating scene a little better. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great mint.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
That song in so long. I love it. That is Britney, you guys. That's Britney. I still have not seen her show in Vegas, and I heard it's super fun. I can't wait to see it, because I think this is the last, 2017, she's ending her show. Definitely want to try to check it out. Anyway, specifically picked that song because it's work, you know, biatch, and this is about boss ladies working biatch. So there you go. Okay, so let's go back to the list, right? So we have three more to go, and I gotta get them in before our time together is over. But let's recap real quick. So number one, know what kind of dating relationship life you want and what role you want to play in it, and what role you want a partner to possibly play in it. Super important to start the process of even dating, you know, but especially if you are somebody who's taking care of business in a bunch of different ways, it's important to know what that role is so you can know what you're putting out there and know what you're looking for, okay? Number two, do you know what you're putting out there? Number two, how are you seen in the world by potential partners? And feel free to ask friends, families, and exes for feedback, okay? Number three, do you know when to tone down the alpha? You know, are you giving a verbal resume on a date? You know, that can be a little bit much. It can be. And again, doesn't mean don't be proud. It just means know your limit. know when it's too much. Know when too much is too much, okay? Let's move on. Number four, okay? Are you actually available? Okay? Are you actually even available to date? You're a busy girl, busy person, busy person out there making things happen, okay? Sometimes when we're that busy, we're not emotionally available, or we're just not even available in terms of time because we're super busy. It's totally okay if you're in a place where you don't have time to date, or you're too busy and don't really want to date, or dating is not a priority for you. Definitely, definitely okay. But it's important for you to know that and know that, you know what, I'm not in a place where I'm even available to date right now. Emotionally, schedule-wise, whatever the reason, or however you might not be available, know that and don't date. Totally fine, you know, because it's really not fair to other partners or yourself, really. Either it's not fair to anyone involved if you're not even really available or even wanting to date, because you're really focused on career or you're really trying to like make something happen, whatever, right? It's definitely okay to admit that to yourself. But if you are going to not be available, just acknowledge that and date or don't date accordingly, okay? If you are available, then really be available. You know, make time in your schedule to date somebody, you know? Don't make it so that you're, you know, half involved and you're never available to go on a date. Or if your, you know, potential partner's asking you out, you never, if you have to cancel, you never reschedule in a timely fashion. Like, that's not being available. And that's really hard. And it sends a message that you're not actually even interested in really dating. So if you're gonna be available as a boss lady, as a boss person, then really be available, okay? Really make time to fit someone in your schedule, okay? Number five, okay? Take your boss lady hat off every so often, right? Because we're bosses. I get it. Again, I'm saying all of this with love because this is part of my personality. But also the thing that I've learned in almost 10 years of being a dating coach and being an entrepreneur and doing all this, you know, as a solopreneur hustling on my own for the most part, is that it's really easy to be working all the time. All the time. Sundays, it doesn't matter what. Sundays I'll be up at 3 a.m, I'll have an idea and I'll start like working, you know, I'll just wake up and start writing or something. Okay, so you're never really not working, but it's important to sometimes not work, okay? So example, especially dating, you know, especially when you're dating, it's really important that you really are present with whoever you're out with when you're on a date. So, you know, like if you're on a date and you're thinking about business, you know, you're thinking about business stuff, you're thinking about your company, or you're thinking about all this other stuff, again, maybe it's just important not to date at the moment. Or maybe that's just not a good day for you. You know, maybe reschedule for another day, you know? But it's important that when you're out socially, that sometimes, especially if it's not a networking or like business social environment, if it's just purely social, you know, it might be important to take the boss hat off sometimes, okay? So you can really just be you. So it's not just, so the person you're going out with isn't out with a boss all the time, you know? Like, who's the actual individual? Who are you? You know, what are the things you'd like to do socially? What are the things you like to do when you're not working? You know, that's, that person you're dating should see all facets of you. And that's part of it. Not just work, not just the boss side of you, but the other side. So it's important to take off the boss hat every so often. Okay, and number six, final dating tip for the boss ladies and the boss people out there who are hustling. Only date people who respect and enjoy the fact that you are a boss or have boss-like qualities. This is super important, okay? Because even though I'm saying, you know, don't be too braggy and, you know, but don't minimize yourself. And, you know, there's this sweet spot of, you know, being proud, but also not being too braggy or having too big of an ego. It's really important that someone understand who you are and what your business or what your family or whatever you're hustling at. It's important the person and people you date really understand what that means for you, okay? It means to you. Because even though you can, you know, we all are works in progress, right? None of us are perfect. None of us, okay? And so even though you're amazing and that person's amazing and you want to show this person how amazing you are, you know, it's really important that we still, you know, date people who get us on various levels, you know? So, yes, so it's really important that you only date people who respect and enjoy the fact that you are a boss and have boss-like qualities, but also it's important for you as the individual to know when to tone it down a little bit or when to take the boss hat off and those kind of things. But bottom line, if you're a boss adjacent, if you're a boss in training, it's still important no matter what to date people who really respect you and accept you the way that you are, okay? So, you know, maybe, for example, maybe you tone down the boss stuff, your boss tendencies, maybe you tone it down and it's still not enough for that person. That person just might not be a good fit for you. And that's okay. That's okay. But what all I'm saying is it's important to know what our behavior is, right? And then make adjustments if we're not getting the result we want. And if we've made those adjustments and it's still not enough for us or our potential partners, then it just might not be a good fit. And that's totally okay. But what you want to do is if you meet someone who has that potential, you want to give them a fighting chance. And so if you can, you know, meet in the middle somehow of like sometimes taking your boss hat off, take that boss hat off sometimes, and then that person can be like, well, I know that, you know, she's a boss or he's a boss, but I'm okay with that. But I just need to tell him that, you know, maybe on Sundays they can maybe like tone down the boss tendencies. And if that's okay with both of you, then let's do this and let's, you know, maybe get into a relationship. But if not, it's totally okay to acknowledge that it might not be a good fit. So there you go, you guys. I hope this is helpful. All you boss ladies out there, special shout out to the boss women, but also shout out to all the just bosses out there making this world a better place, hustling, being awesome. I see all of you. I love it. I'm in that group too. And big smooches and hugs to you all and all the bosses in training. Keep hustling because you're on your way. So I will see you guys next time. This has been the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I'll see you soon. You better work. You want a Lamborghini? Sip martinis. Look hot in a bikini. You better work. You wanna live fancy? Live in a big mansion? Party in France? You better work.